In Macedonia, NATO troops are in their first week of a 30-day mission to collect weapons from ethnic Albanian militants. NATO today said more than one-third of the rebels' weapons have been collected. NATO Secretary General George Robertson, along with several top U.S. and European officials, have spent the past 6 months trying to broker a peace deal between the leaders of the country's minority Albanians and majority Macedonians. Western leaders insist that Macedonian stability is crucial to wider Balkan stability, where some 65,000 NATO-led troops are now deployed. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Skopje.
Conspiracy theories are often banner headlines in Macedonia's daily papers. It's not uncommon to read stories about Western hegemony and the perceived desires of the so-called great powers in this mountainous and troublesome region. If you ask the average Macedonian about the root of the crisis in their country, America, Europe, and oil interests are the answers you'll get. And so, for the past month, this pop song by the Macedonian singer Darko Milkovski has entered heavy rotation on local radio stations here. "She is guilty," he sings, referring to the extremist Albanian militant group, the NLA. "You are guilty," he continues. "London, Berlin, Washington." Anti-European and American protests are daily occurrences in the capital, Skopje. Macedonian Christians regard NATO as an ally of Albanian extremists. Albanian Muslims wave American flags and welcome NATO as liberators. U.S. and European officials try to engage both sides in the conflict equally, trying to find some kind of solution. Michael Einick, the U.S. ambassador to Macedonia, explains.
Looking at Macedonia in the context of the Balkans, you look at the geography of it, it's impossible to have a stable Balkans with a Macedonia that's not stable. It's the center of the puzzle.
And a center, says Einick, that has minimal risks.
There are enough points around the world that are clearly unstable, that are severe challenges to stability, that will be very hard to make stable. This is not one of them. This could be done in terms of bringing stability here quite cheaply, let's call it.
But why is a stable Balkans important for the West? Daniel Speckhard, NATO's ambassador to Macedonia, says there are practical considerations.
If this problem were to spill over into Greece, Turkey's right around the corner. Everyone knows of the tensions that have been longstanding in that part of the world. If that tension were to be unleashed, you then would very quickly, it's not just politics or foreign countries, you then quickly get into the issue of economics. Then it goes straight to the trade markets and the economics and the world economy and the U.S. economy and so forth.
Out of the 65,000 NATO-led soldiers in Kosovo and Bosnia, about 10,000 are Americans. And the Bush administration has made no secret of its desire to see those soldiers return home. So diplomatic intervention in Macedonia is something of a preemptive move, according to Ed Joseph, a Skopje-based analyst with the International Crisis Group.
The one unifying feature, the one constant in American and European policy towards the Balkans is no more border changes. No more changes of borders, certainly by violence. If we permit Macedonia to split apart, in effect, to permit an insurrection to lead to further ethnic cleansing and the ultimate partition of this country, we will have serious consequences for our objective of trying to get out. We will not be able to get out.
And according to Gary Dempsey, a foreign policy expert at the Cato Institute in Washington, NATO-led troops in bordering Kosovo are vulnerable to attacks from the province's ethnic Albanians.
My view is that really what we're seeing in Macedonia is intervention protection, that this mission is driven first and foremost by an interest in keeping the Kosovo mission from falling apart. And I think really what's going on is there's a subtle form of blackmail going on here. It's not an overt form of blackmail. It's very subtle. And that blackmail is from the Albanian side. And it is essentially that if the Americans don't push for more Albanian rights in Macedonia, the Albanian extremists in Kosovo can make life very difficult for the 40,000 NATO troops there. And I think that's their primary concern.
The Bush administration is keen to disengage from the peace brokering here, but Ed Joseph of the International Crisis Group notes that the Europeans don't have the political muscle to force a deal.
It will affect our relationship with Europe if we simply take the attitude that it's only a European problem, we have no interest in this region, and Europeans, fend for yourselves, good luck, we're not interested.
And given disputes over missile defense and the Kyoto Global Climate Treaty, the Bush administration may not be able to afford further strains in the transatlantic relationship. Guy Raz, NPR News, Skopje.